The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, Monday, January 30th. And of course, parts of the plains in Ohio Valley right now are undergoing a severe snowstorm activity and just nasty weather out there. Be careful if you're out driving in this stuff. I wanted to let you know, too, over the break, I was informed by our web hosts on the cloudedtitles.com website that they have opened up the portal so you can order an advanced copy. It is on back order of Clouded Titles. By the way, the Power Mall is open right now. Central Time, if you want to call 877-817-9829 and take advantage of any of the specials we talked about and snag your last copy of Clouded Titles, because they only have one book left. So that you'll have to go to the cloudedtitles.com website. You can actually buy the book. It'll be reserved for you. Postage is, you know, extra, of course, but, you know, we're going to get it to you priority mail as soon as I get the shipment, and it's being ordered today. So it takes me about 10 days to 2 weeks to get all the books in. So just know that if you want to reserve a copy of the next order I'm going to be placing, we're going to do that as soon as I get off the air here this morning, just so you know, because I know a lot of people were already backordered. We sold out of them over the weekend and then some. So people are waiting for a week or so before they get their next copy of the book. So we apologize for that. Didn't anticipate when I went on Alex Jones and talked about what we talked about, that that many people would all of a sudden wake up and go, oh, no, I didn't know that. Well, it's one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this. We talk about health issues, stuff that matters, because, see, we want you healthy, because if you're not healthy, you're not listening to this broadcast. If you're not healthy, you're sick in a hospital or dying, and we don't want that either. There's an article in our health section about how to fast for metabolic fitness and hormone balance. And, of course, the vast majority of people eat across a 12-hour span, which is a recipe for metabolic disaster. Did you know that? Normally, if you eat between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m., doing yourself a big favor. Health statistics bear this out. 93.2% of Americans are metabolically unfit. That's why we're talking about time-restricted eating in this article. And when done appropriately, it can also help balance out your sex drive.
Oh, no, Dave, don't talk about sex on the radio. This is Christian conservative radio.
Hey, you know what? God said, be fruitful and multiply, for crying out loud. What do you think that means? Hello, homeschoolers out there. You know, you get it, right? And they're all sniggering. Mom hasn't had that talk with us yet. Now, you wait till your father gets home. Then we'll have that talk. Remember all that? I know, when you were growing up. I mean, some of these things are just, you know, I don't know why. It's a trigger. I think about stuff that I heard when I was a kid. You know, and your kids will hear the same thing. If you think your kids are going to be shielded from the world and you think you can hide them in your house forever, no. The ways of the world, they will understand. You know, anybody that's got all thumbs, you know, that all that texting going on. Yeah. And the kids have a smartphone and they can be tracked and monitored, what they say, what they post. All of it's being monitored. But they don't care. Oh, let's go play a TikTok. That sounds like fun, until they get the challenge and they end up trying to hang themselves to see if they can pass out. And they end up finding them dead in the closet. No, 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 no. We shouldn't do stupid things like that. That's like the Tide Pod Challenge. Oh, let's eat Tide Pods. Let's see how many of them we can eat before we get sick and end up in the hospital. Before it burns our insides out to where we have to have a whole complete stomach, you know, removal. Now we can't eat anymore. We have to be fed intravenously the rest of our life. Duh. Does anybody think about telling the kids, please don't try this at home? No. No, it's like Jackass replayed on YouTube and every other godforsaken channel out there. And there is an underrated inflammatory oil, okay, which supports hormone health, pumpkin. It may be a favorite fall flavor, but in oil form, its uses and benefits go far beyond that pie you eat at the Thanksgiving table. This versatile oil appears in everything from cooking to beauty products, and its health perks may include cardiovascular support, as well as skin hydration, hormone balancing, and more. Pumpkin seed oil. We have an article on this. Cold press, just like olive oil. Pumpkin seed oil is very popular for its rich, nutty flavor. And it's similar to olive oil. It has a relatively low smoke point, only 320 degrees Fahrenheit. When heated beyond the temperature, the oil begins to burn and release pro-inflammatory free radicals. This means it's not ideal for high-heat cooking. It is, however, great in marinades and drizzled over roasted vegetables. So that we have an article on pumpkin oil, pumpkin seed oil, okay? There's also another article in your email blast. If you're not subscribing, you should be. Go to thepowerhour.com to do that. The benefits of red light and near-infrared light therapy. They're a subset of natural sunlight, which actually acts as a value, as a nutrient. Those of you who are, you know, wigging out about going out and making sure you get your vitamin D, well, you know, I go out and take care of the flock every day, so I get my vitamin D. And yes, they do require some maintenance. I'm not saying you can just go out and collect eggs every day and there isn't something else there to shovel, because the chickens go to the bathroom as well, okay? Understand that. It's all part of a process. And if you're going to commit to having a flock, you need to understand that sometimes, hey, you know what? It's loaded with nitrogen. Yeah, it's stinky like ammonia, loaded with nitrogen, but man, what fertilizer you can make. You don't have to go to the store to buy fertilizer. You just got to start a compost bin. You see how that works? So cytochrome C oxidase photoreceptors on your mitochondria capture photons of red and near-infrared light. The most effective wavelengths that activate this are in the 600 to 700 nanometer and the 800 to 1,000 nanometer ranges. In response to light photons, your mitochondria will produce energy more efficiently, which means that the near-infrared light and far-infrared light benefits of red light actually gives you more energy. We have an article on that in the health section of our email blast you get. Asafoetida, ever heard of that? It's a stinky herb. It's an Indian cooking spice. Oh, my gosh, my golly, don't you be talking like that. I'm not like you're liking that. We have asafoetida. It's a gum obtained from a type of giant fennel. My gosh, my golly. Yes, we know it stinks. It has an offensive smell, akin of rotting garlic and sweaty feet. But it's very appetizing. Has an umami taste. Onion garlic flavor. Very good in Indian cooking. Oh, thank you so much for that. Rajneesh. Yeah. Many recommend using it in bean-based dishes. It helps prevent gassiness. Yeah, we don't want to eat beans, and all of a sudden everybody else in the room pays for it later, right? Hey, flatulence is normal, folks. 14 times a day you can expect to hear somebody ripping one. I know, let's giggle at that. Hey, it's part of the body. It's the human body. We were created that way. And we even had an article, believe it or not. I'm just like, I don't like this stuff. You may like it. It's called kimchi. Ever heard of it? It is a traditional Korean fermented side dish made from a variety of vegetables and seasonings. It's been used in Korean cuisine for centuries. And believe it or not, now it's gaining popularity in the Western world. There is a lot of benefits for kimchi. It can help reduce neuroinflammation, may be beneficial for individuals with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, that's ALS, Huntington's disease, stroke, traumatic brain injury, autism, multiple system atrophy, and Tourette syndrome. Oh, Tourette syndrome. That's where you like blurt out cuss words at, you know, and say stuff. It's like no filter. That's Tourette's. In addition to its potential health benefits, it's a great source of dietary fiber, vitamins, and minerals. It's also high in probiotics. And we actually have a recipe we've included on the email blast about how to make easy kimchi at home. Wow. Now I know what my wife is going to be telling me. Hey, we're going to start making kimchi. The stuff is stinking. It does. It's eat it. Now, you know, we have sauerkraut. You know, anything fermented is good. But kimchi, apparently, there's a recipe there for you. And, of course, we've also included a link on InfoWars to watch the truth bombs I dropped on the Alex Jones show. And there are states still sending out stimulus checks. Yeah, they're still issuing payments or rebates in 2023. These are COVID stimulus checks. If you happen to live in Colorado, Idaho, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Carolina, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and California, I know somebody in Florida said that they were distributing stuff down there too. Not for long, but they are still. So just so you know, we have an article on that in the economy and business section of our email blast. Millions of SNAP recipients. Ever heard of that? Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. After February, these people are going to be in a world of hurt because $95 an extra payment because of COVID is going to go away. The extra payments have already ended in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Tennessee, and Wyoming. I said that in one breath. Really pays to go to Missouri auction school. You know that? Yep. SNAP households in South Carolina are going to see emergency allotments end after the January payment. So what's going to happen? The $95, those depending on the welfare recipients out there wanting those extra 95 bucks in SNAP payments. What do you think they're thinking? Well, let's see. Since we've lost the $95 in extra payment, how are we going to make up for that? Well, let's see. We can panhandle. We can shoplift. I mean, think about all the opportunities to make that extra 95 bucks. Prostitute ourselves. See, when you end up, when you depend on the government and you don't want to pick yourself up by your bootstraps and go out and get a J-O-B and do something productive to benefit society, this is the mindset you get. And I'm not sitting there giving you suggestions as to what to do. I abhor all of what I just said as far as opportunities to go make an illicit income. No, you don't need to do that. Whore yourself out for 95 bucks a month. Not going to happen. You got to do the right thing. How about growing a garden? That would be good. Be a great way to compensate for that 95 bucks. You know, we have seed kits. You could buy those. Not on SNAP payment, though. Got to use your hard-earned bucks here at the Power Mall. Like most people who really care about their food supply being shortened. That's why we have greenhouses and raised bed gardens and all sorts of other ways people are growing food now. Back then, during World War II, they called them victory gardens. History teaches us a lot, unless you choose to forget it. But we seem to be repeating it. And with these last 100,000 chickens that just died in that fire up in Connecticut, that was not an accident. You watch what the news media reports. It was an accident. No, it wasn't. No, I could be arson, could be any number of things. If they find an accelerant, you think they're really going to tell you? Mainstream media probably won't report it, right? How many out there of you taxpayers out there? The IRS issued a reminder millions of Americans are eligible for a tax credit that last year averaged more than $2,000. But 20% of those entitled to money don't even claim it, let alone know about it. Perhaps you should ask your accountant about the earned income tax credit, huh? First approved by Congress in 1975, in part to offset the burden of Social Security taxes and to provide an employment incentive. We have an article on that in the economy section. White House is targeting cryptocurrencies. How does the White House do that? How does the White House do it? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All of a sudden, the House starts talking. I love it, the way they write these news reports. The White House targets cryptocurrencies, calling for stronger enforcement by regulators. Yeah, the White House just started talking. The front door all of a sudden grew a mouth and started talking. I love these headlines. The White House says, I remember some of those bloopers way back when, news from a White Horse House instead of a White House source. A White Horse House. Remember that one? Yeah, all sorts of bloopers. Old-time media. Ah, we got to throw a little light into this thing. Some of this stuff is negative. Some of it, you know, is informative, which is why we have it here. We're trying to get to the truth of the matter, folks. If you've been playing in crypto, I am so sorry. Remember, the IRS is now on the latest tax returns on the 1040 forms, including the senior ones. They want to know, have you dabbled in cryptocurrency? But I got to tell you these things. Have you dabbled in cryptocurrency? Because if you have, you have to check yes. Because if you don't check it, we're going to come after you. Yep.
Yeah, Reagan from The Exorcist is going to show up at your doorstep and puke pea green soup all over you because you didn't check that box. I'm so scared.
Yeah, we need to exorcise the IRS out of the United States government, don't we?
I know a lot of you out there shaking your head. You think that's a great idea. We need to just get rid of the IRS. Just defund them.
Yeah, if you're going to defund the cops, you might as well defund the IRS too.
See, the thing is this government doesn't know anything about balancing a budget, because if we did, we'd already be there. We would be in debt up to our keisters, right? We'd have the national debt. We'd be hitting the debt ceiling right now.
Oh, Phil, by the way, don't think I didn't take notice of your email to us saying that some of these police departments in the United States are being trained by the Israelis. Could be. If Memphis was being trained by the Israelis, I would call the police academy in Memphis, because every major police department has one, and do an Open Records Act request and ask them to provide you with a list of the people who are in tasked with training the police officers at the academy, and find out if anybody of them have ties to Israel or they happen to be Mossad agents. That'd be a great way to find out. Back, deal with your old local police department. Find out if they're there. Microsoft has gotten Google's panties in a bunch. Why? Because they just announced they're investing $10 billion in ChatGPT maker OpenAI. Yep. Semaphore has reported this month Microsoft was in talks to invest as much as $10 billion. The deal marks the third phase of the partnership between the two companies following Microsoft's previous investments in 2019 and 21. They said the renewed partnership will accelerate breakthroughs in artificial intelligence and help both companies commercialize advanced technologies in the future. So those of you who don't want AI in your household monitoring every little friggin' thing that you do, don't subscribe to AI. Don't buy Microsoft products. In fact, I think we ought to boycott anything Microsoft. You know, it's really hard to dump your Gmail account, isn't it, knowing that they can read your emails? That sucks. 25 states, in the meantime, this coalition has sued the Biden administration over a rule allowing 401k managers to put savings into ESG funds.
Oh, my God.
So here's what you do. While this lawsuit is going on, you need to go look at your 401k, talk to your plan manager, and find out whether or not this is happening with your 401k. I believe, and I'm not giving you financial advice here, but I believe that you can roll your 401k over into another fund that's not doing this. You got to stop this nonsense. They are doing this behind the scenes. This rule puts at the risk the retirement savings of about 152 million workers, two-thirds of the U.S. population, totaling $12 trillion in assets in the name of promoting the Biden administration's climate agenda. Folks, we got to stop this nonsense. This is how they're fleecing you. And, you know, with all of the stuff that's going on, contrary to Congress's clear intent, these changes make it easier for fiduciaries to act with mixed motives. They make it harder for beneficiaries to police such conduct as well, according to the lawsuit. So you need to call your financial planner for your 401k and get to the bottom of this damn thing. I'm serious about that. Otherwise, you might wake up and there's nothing there because they fleeced your account. These ESG funds, man, they're up to no good here. Environmental, social, and governance, my ass. China pollutes the atmosphere more than we do. Oh, but it's okay. China does it because they own the Biden family. I'm serious. They own them. There is no getting around that. And see, the United States government and the media that is complicit with them are going to hide as much of this data as possible, just like they hid the laptop from hell. Yep. They're going to do it. We have a government that can't be trusted anymore, folks. We need a government that's honest and open. And there's only a handful of people that I know of in Congress right now that actually want to do the right thing. So perhaps you should reach out to their office and say, hey, you better do something to fix this. If you don't, I might just come from across state lines and donate to your opponent. See, that's what they want to know. Whether or not they can stay in power. They spend the next 2 years in Congress trying to get reelected again. I've included a story under gardening, farming, and homesteading about how to make this year's crop your biggest ever, part one. That means there's going to be a part two. Can you start too early in planting a garden? No, and yes. It's almost like Dumbledore in Harry Potter. Yes and no. See, for most plants, you'll simply pot it up to a larger pot size in the interim. And I know it's extra work, but you're going to reap the reward of planting or putting a larger plant in the ground. Planter box, outdoor container, whatever. This is what local nurseries do in order to have a large stock ready for things such as Memorial Day sales. Merchants of the earth. The exceptions to the rule are beans, cucumbers, squash, and zucchini, which can grow too big and too fast for growing indoors. These seeds are usually labeled as direct seed sow. Check your Farmer's Almanac online planning calendar at almanac.com. It gives you planting dates based on your last frost date down to the very specific zip code. And, of course, there is, for those of you that like to use wood ash in the garden, I said wood ash, okay, that's A-S-H. It can be used as a good source of free fertilizer, but a few things you should know before you start spreading. All the benefits of those are listed in an article on the email blast we're going to send you. Some of these hardwoods, such as oak and maple, tend to have a higher potassium content, while softwoods like pine have a lower potassium content. The calcium in wood ash, which is calcium carbonate, maybe 20% or more of the ash. The calcium can help tomatoes avoid blossom end rot. So you see, there's all sorts of good things you can learn by visiting the email blast that we're going to send you. That will help you out. We're all about solutions here at the Power Mall. Now we move down to the COVID category. Boy, is there a bunch of stuff going on here. The Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, new guidance for people with compromised or weak immune system. They should take extra precautions after a key COVID-19 antibody treatment's emergency use authorization was pulled by the FDA. Yep. You know, Evusheld. Combination antibody treatment that's given to people with weak immune systems. See, you don't know what's in that stuff. But it's there to prevent XBB subvariants in the BQ strain. Oh, God. You see all these morons out there that believe they're all woke and they believe everything their government tells them. Wear a mask. Wear a diaper over your head. Wear a plastic bag. Wow. Wear a plastic bag over your head. They'll say, Krieger, now come on. They could suffocate wearing a plastic bag. You know what? These people believe anything. It's like, okay, you're part of the gene pool? Really? And if I tell you to go put a plastic bag on your head, you can't figure out for yourself you could suffocate? This is why they put in the plastic bag. Please do not put this over your head. The ones you get from the dry cleaners, don't put them over there. You risk suffocation. Why do they do that? Why do they put labels on hair dryers? Please do not use this in the bathtub. Because people have done it. Because we have stupid people out there in America right now and all over the rest of the world that really don't think before they do stuff. They watch Jackass and think they can go out and do the same stunts they do on Jackass. See how the media influences people? Here, go eat a Tide Pod. Go hang yourself until you pass out. You know, how'd that work out for Robin Williams? See, you got to ask yourself, look, if these people are that stupid that they're going to put a plastic bag over their head and use a hairdryer in the tub, they deserve what they get. It just, you can't have people like that. What is that Forrest Gump saying? Stupid is as stupid does. I feel sorry for these people. It's like mama didn't teach them very well. Wow. But here now we got the CDC. Wearing a high-quality and well-fitting mask. I get an idea. If you really want to make an idiot out of yourself, go tell those woke folk to put a jock strap over their face and go to the nearest grocery store and ask for, go up to the drug counter and ask for some Chinese-made medicine to help you get through your COVID-19 bout. You know, a majority of the stuff that we're taking over the counter is made in China. Do you know that? And what happens when all the Chinese start hoarding all this? What happens to all of us U.S. people going out there, us U.S. citizens that want to
buy that over-the-counter crap they make in China. We don't want to go to the power mall. We want to go to the grocery store, and we want to buy that crap off the counter, over-the-counter medicine, because we think it'll make us feel better. Oh, you folks are fooling yourself. See, you wouldn't be buying that garbage from the grocery store if you would just go get supplements from the power mall and just start taking them. You would feel better. You wouldn't get a cold. You wouldn't need that crap. Brady in Vegas, how you doing, sir?
Yeah, doing fine, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. I saw a video this weekend. Dr. Jane Ruby was in it, Sherry Tenpenny, and Dr. Artis. And he carried in, one of the blood clots of the many that the last of the embalmer's name was Hirschman.
And
he brought in the blood clots. And
how long was it?
Doing a lot of, they're not blood clots. And he had HRR, the guy, I forgot the guy who does that blog, but they did a spectrometer. They did a whole bunch of analysis on it.
That would be Mike Adams, Health Ranger.
That's it, Mike Adams. And guess what they found of the chemical makeup is what supposedly they're blood clots, or they thought they were hydras or some weird thing growing in you, but they're two snake venom proteins. The first one is called Ecarin. Okay, this is from a soft-scale viper snake over in, I think, China. And the other snake venom that's in there is textilinin. Okay, what happens with these two things? Once they go into your body, the Ecarin starts your blood clotting, and then the textilin, like when you go in and they give you warfarin or heparin for blood clotting, that makes it makes that inactive. So your body is forming blood clots, and then there's another chemical in it stopping the blood clotting mechanism that you add later to take care of the blood clots. Pretty good way of trying to kill us humans, huh? You can't get any more sinister.
Well,
when are we going to stand up?
I know. Well, here again, Brady, the thing is that we've got this situation. See, folks, this is why we have toll-free numbers so people like Brady and me can have this conversation. I've been talking about this forever and a day. The first snake you were talking about was a Chinese crate, and Dr. Brian Artis actually was on the show talking about this months ago. And see, the thing is there are people in the gene pool that believe everything the government says, and they run out and they get shots, and they run out and get boosted, and all of this stuff. And it's not so much the virus itself that's at issue here. It's the morons that believe everything the government tells them, and you can't tell them otherwise. By the time they finally wake up, it's too late, and that's a problem. This is why we're going to have people dropping dead like flies. And the more they try to do stuff, and it makes you wonder, Brady, and here's another question I'm going to ask you. See if you can put your thinking cap on and riddle me this. What happens when people are trying to counteract all these things, and it deactivates them and causes the clots to expand and manifest themselves? Then what are they going to do? They're screwed. Thanks so much for your call. We're going to be back. We're at the break right now. If you want to stay on hold, we'll continue this discussion. Stay with us right here.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back here at 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, you know, we were talking with Brady in Las Vegas. And, you know, the amazing thing, you know, how do we convince these people in the gene pool? I'm like you. I'm beside myself as to how you're going to convince these morons that the government is lying to them, and that every time they go to get another booster, they're getting all this mRNA garbage in their system that literally contains snake venom. We've been talking all about this, and nobody wants to believe us. No, they'd rather tune in their regular mainstream media and listen to the CDC pontificate about wearing a face diaper and staying 6 feet apart. Like, that's going to make a damn difference, when the stuff that they're actually injecting in people is what's killing them.
It's really a horrible thing. Oh, here in Vegas, I see people driving around in the cars now again by themselves with a mask on, with the face shield. All the
Brady, we call them COVIDians.
Total COVIDians. And the thing is, I'm starting to call Las Vegas Babylon, because I'm seeing what's happened from all these adverse reactions from the jabs coming out. These people look like zombies. I'm sorry. The most disturbing thing is what they put inside that vaccine that's lying latent in everybody that got the jab. Yeah. Is inside the hydrogel is Marburg. Okay,
there
Marburg
you go.
I'm
waiting.
Okay, with those
Brady, did you study Marburg? Stop right there. Did you study the Marburg virus and what it does?
Correct.
I mean, you're bleeding.
2.5 years.
You're bleeding out of every orifice.
Correct. And The problem is that everybody that's got the jabs, one, two, or all the boosters, you have more and more of hydrogel that contains Marburg. And all the 5G towers that you see all over the United States, all over the country, in the cities, they're not for good cell phone reception. They're there to force a frequency out there that hits the hydrogel that's in your body. The cells break down almost like a melting snowman, and it releases Marburg. Now you're going to have not millions dying from the jab, billions, just like the World Economic Forum wanted under Klaus Schwab. They're going to be dropping like flies.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's a lot of people out there that are going, Brady, boy, are you off on the wrong foot. You know what? I agree with you. I really think that they have a very nefarious moment. Those of us who have not taken the jab, which constitutes about all those 80 million people that voted for it. Now, we had a lot of Republicans take the jab, too. They bought into this garbage. I'm sorry, Trumpers. I'm sorry. This is it. All of this stuff that's going on right now is political rope-a-dope, and you need to understand that you have been caught in the middle of it. I don't know what else to say. Brady, thanks so much for your call. Tim in Michigan, what say you?
Well, one, what did the Bible say? And the mighty men of the earth, the merchants were the mighty men of the earth, and by their pharmacia, they deceived the world.
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ saying that.
That's
now,
right.
I had a financial question for you. If this makes sense, if you take a loan, I'm saying not going into debt, you have the money to pay the loan. If you take a loan and the dollar is worth 60 cents, you get a dollar's worth of credit when you pay the loan, but you're actually handing them 60 cents. Is that proper thinking? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. It does make sense when you look at it in the context of getting a loan. Now, the thing is, according to the law, banks are not supposed to loan their credit. They're supposed to loan money. And see, people are putting value in a store of value and a standard of value. Every currency has one. And when you're, this is, economics 101. You have a dollar bill, which is supposed to be worth 100 cents. Now it's tied to something, which of course now our dollar is not. And the petrodollar, is on its way out the door. And so they basically, using this fiat currency, can manipulate the economy. Well, it doesn't really matter. It's about the same kind of logic as me going out and paying $25 for a silver dollar that actually has intrinsic value. And then I go to the grocery store to try to buy something worth $25 and pay for $25 worth of groceries. And I hand them the silver dollar. And the clerk looks at you and says, is this a joke? I need $25. You see how they brainwashed us? No, this is a silver dollar pre-1965. Do you understand what I'm talking about here, dude? The kid doesn't know. These people are illiterate. They have no idea. They think they can go out. And this is where the Dent method, if you ever look up Harry Dent, D-E-N-T, like a dent in a car, a dent in your washing machine, you go up and look up Harry Dent. They've actually been able to map up a 36-year spending plan of the average individual. They can tell you at age 42, you are more prone to buy a house. And when you go buy a house, you go to the bank and you say, and you see, that's what most people do. Or they go to the mortgage loan officer and they play in the MERS system and they get all these investors in the secondary market that finance all of this stuff. And they take a $500,000 loan and make $7 million out of that one loan. How do they do it? Selling it over and over and over again, because they know to get up to that $7 million, they already know that there is the prospect of all this interest on the back end. They know that they're going to get all this interest off the loan, and all these predatory loans out there keep adding to the interest. So these people are not taking a hit. The whole idea is, when you're dealing in a fiat currency, it doesn't matter whether there's 60 cents or what that dollar bill is worth. When you're going out and getting a loan, and I've heard stories over the weekend in Las Vegas about how they're actually bonding people's birth certificates, because there was some discussion about that on the show. And apparently there's a CUSIP number tied to these birth certificates, and it all is being regulated overseas in London. That's where I'm being told. And there's some extensive research that goes into researching the CUSIP to find out where that thing is. And they basically involves minors There's two different kinds of minors. Minors who are under the age of 18 that cannot sign contracts, and one of those over the age of 18 that haven't signed a contract and tagged their security. Now, all this, like I said, still has to be researched and proven. I'm not saying it's conspiracy theory. I'm saying it's something that somebody at the class who is a Juris Doctorate posited and said that he's been dealing in this stuff and says it's legitimate. And I said, okay, well, I want to see a brief on it. Would you send me a brief on it? I want to know what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you're managing to milk the system, because the 60 cents you're talking about, it's really all relative to the actual act itself. You go out and get a loan, it doesn't really matter. Even if you had the money to pay it off, whatever that money is worth at the time, it's whatever they will accept. As long as it's the legal tender for all debts, public and private, and the guy says that he's willing for you to write a check or give him a cashier's check, it doesn't matter. It's the dollar amount they're asking for. And even if it's only worth 60 cents on the dollar, they don't give a rat's patootie. All they want is that check. And once they get that, everything is well and good. You've satisfied the contract. And if you don't pay it and they come to take your house, which is what's happening to a lot of people right now, the bigger problem is that people don't know how to defend against this stuff because they're financially illiterate. And if you're financially illiterate, you have no business going out and getting a mortgage loan on a house. That's my answer to this. Based on research.
That's a good answer.
Oh, what can I say, Tim? I mean, I love it. I love it when you come up with stuff like this. It really makes the mind think.
Oh, I could. I got plenty.
Oh, good. I love it. That's why I love when you call, Tim. I love it.
Hey, God bless. And let's get
God bless
this
you
mess.
Too, sir. Yep. Help us all. Dear Heavenly Father, help us all. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. We have right now the state of Maine is accused of having its cake and eating it too in a federal appeal filed in Boston this week that could have national implications for healthcare workers who were fired after being denied religious exemptions from COVID-19 vaccine mandates. That appeal sits with the First Circuit Court of Appeals. These people are not friendly to homeowners. I'll tell you that right now. The First Circuit, which is New England, basically, they don't like homeowners. They rule against homeowners at every turn. Everything that their law clerks can find for the First Circuit Court of Appeals to rule against, I got case law to back that up. They love MERS up there in the First Circuit. They love securitization. They love beating down homeowners. They won't listen to your argument. And see, there's so many different things tied to the Internal Revenue Code. There's so many things tied to the Secretary of State's in Delaware and New York that if people just did their research. And this is why, after this program ends today, I'm going to the post office to mail out all the balance of the Clouded Titles Mayday Edition copies I have in my possession. Because after the Alex Jones show, which I hope you watch, it's a 45-minute segment with breaks in between. I talk about what really is going on Wall Street and why we're having this issue and why California now has 14,000 foreclosures active right now. Texas and Florida following in second and third position. And I have data to back it up. All right. Now, I know y'all saw that senior employee at Pfizer. Well, another employee at Pfizer, a doctor, has come out. Dr. Jordan Walker, director of research and development, told an undercover reporter for Project Veritas, if we're going to do that, you know, I said, one of the things that we're exploring is like, why don't we just mutate ourselves so we could create preemptively develop new vaccines, right? If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk as you can imagine, no one wants to be having a big pharma company mutating effing viruses. These video comments just got put out there, folks. Now, what's Congress going to do about that? Are they going to call Pfizer and Bourla? Are they going to put them on the stand and browbeat them? This is gain-of-function research, folks. They've admitted to it. And we're just going to sit idly by and say whatever. You know, the ones that took the jab, they're the ones who are woke. And until they wake up and realize, you know, and some of them, I should back up here. Krieger, back up. Put the brakes on. Some of you who have taken the jab have awakened and went, oh, my God, what have I done? This is why we have Paratrex at the Power Mall. and Detoxidine at the Power Mall. This is why we have those things. Power Mall's open right now. 877-817-9829 if you want to give them a call and get some of that. You know, we've got all of these lawsuits going on. You have all of these pilots. I'm lucky I made it from where I'm at to LAX and back on my airline, because the airlines, they mandated all their employees get the jab, and any one of these people could stroke out in the cockpit. And that's why I pray for a hedge of protection about everybody that's out there flying right now. And of course, the White House, of course, there we go again. White House grew a mouth and starts talking again. John Kirby, the National Security Council coordinator, you know, the guy that looks like he's got two mouths, two upper lips, says China hasn't been fully transparent about their COVID numbers. Like, we care. China's killing its own population, and we do nothing. Their funeral homes are deluged. They can't even cremate them fast enough. Oh, but those numbers are confidential. We can't tell you that. The FDA is being sued, by the way, for holding the results of key COVID-19 vaccine safety analyses. You see, this is what we're getting at, folks. They haven't been transparent with us. And then they criticize China. They want to point a finger at China. California, by the way, LA County official, they're now counting COVID-19 deaths. They're changing the way they count them, reducing the overcount. Huh. Well, whatever their Dr. Barbara Ferrer, the director of the LA County Department of Public Health, whatever CDC tells us, we'll abide by that. Oh, they just continue to promulgate the lie. And more people continue to die. And then the FDA, of course, pulling Evusheld. They pulled the Evusheld, the emergency use authorization, after it was deemed ineffective against the dominant versions of the virus. You see, this is all about continuing to inject people with mRNA. Do you know what's in the monoclonal antibodies? Oh, but we felt better after we did it. Yeah, but for how long? Brady just told you in Las Vegas that this 5G thing could be tied to what they're putting in your system. And that lipid nanoparticle, you know, it's called a kill switch. Oh, my God, you're fear-mongering again, Greer. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, this is what the possibilities are. If the lipid nanoparticles contain the Marburg virus, this is something that we've known for quite some time. Those possibilities exist. If you've got lipid nanoparticles in your system and 5G or 6G is able to open those things up and let that virus into your system, if you notice yourself starting to bleed from all orifices in your body uncontrollably, you probably have now been infected with Marburg. And a majority of you that have it probably got near a tower. They decided to hit the kill switch, and you're going to become one of the latest victims because you are going to bleed to death. That's what happens with people that get the Marburg virus. Now, I made myself fairly clear on that. Is that conspiracy theory? What's the difference between conspiracy theory and truth? About 6 months. Do you just keep watching? Let's see what happens right before the 2024 election. Let's see if they decide to throw. How many kill switches do you think they're going to throw by then? Think about that. Ponder it. In the meantime, Joe Mercola, the doctor that they've been trying to censor, has published a timeline of what's been happening right now while all these medical boards are going after these doctors that you've been giving out disinformation. We're going to take your medical license. Really? I hope. Did you, all you doctors up there, get the jab? I hope they turn the kill switch on and you're the first ones who drop dead. You people are idiots. You're morons. And you just don't want to have us out there telling people what the truth is because you know what they're doing. You're trying to shut us up so we can't tell the rest of America that all the ones who've been jabbed are going to die of clots, strokes, and God knows what else. Or Marburg, if you decide to flip the switch. Sue in Michigan, how are you? God, we have our Michiganders
good,
calling up
good,
this morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
I do think all of this is classic Stockholm syndrome. First, a traumatic shock happens, and they told everyone you would be dying of COVID. And then isolation is number two. So they isolated everyone and told them to stay in their house. And then indoctrination every day on the news, people were dying of COVID. And then the fourth one was promise of a reward. You, if you took the shot, maybe you don't have to wear a mask. My niece took the shot because of that of reward. And there are 65 studies that peer-reviewed studies that said the mask does more harm than good. Bacteria buildup, fungus buildup.
Titanium dioxide poisoning.
Right. Lack of oxygen.
Hypoxia. And
I can't believe these people do not like oxygen. That's the number one thing that your body needs is oxygen. You cannot
go
3 minutes without it.
Wow. You know, thanks for bringing that back into focus there, Sue. We appreciate that. That's, you know, people seem to forget all that. And that's why when you see people in their car, I mean, I thought, like I said, that I had been blown out of the water with all my commentary. But I actually had somebody I know in San Antonio call me up. And when I was on the show in Florida before I moved, and they're calling me, telling me, you're not going to believe this. I'm at a traffic light. And I'm seeing the guy next to me with his window on the driver's side rolled down just a crack. The whole car's full of smoke. He's got a mask on, and he's cut a hole in the mask, and he's got a cigarette in his mouth. I thought I'd heard everything. I said, well, that topped my story. Here we had my host in Florida on City Spotlight on KDWRadio.com said that he pulled up next to a guy in a moped and the guy had a mask on. I said, what, was that to prevent the bugs from invading his teeth? Like,
oh,
come
yeah,
on,
they're even
people.
Afraid of their own self getting COVID.
Oh, my God. This is just insane, folks. You've been lied to out there. Sue, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate that and the enlightenment. I'm glad you're paying attention out there. I'm so sorry for your relation taking the shot. I really am. This just is annoying because you probably tried to tell them, don't do this, and they went ahead and trusted the government, got brainwashed. You know, and this is similar to what they're doing. We've got a commentary on our email blast you're going to be getting in your inbox. They're telling veterans, military veterans, that, you know, that shell shock you're getting? Well, that's all in your head. It's called mild traumatic brain injury. And the studies they're doing on this stuff right now, being told it's all in your head. Go to the VA, they tell it's all in your head. And all these people, because of shell shock, could be battling depression, anger, anxiety, insomnia, sexual dysfunction, obesity, ADD, migraines, balance problems, vision problems. Oh, but it's all in your head. Here's a list of prescriptions. Xanax, Zoloft, Effexor, Paxil, Seroquel, Ambien, Adderall, Lipitor, Viagra. Ever heard of one of those success stories about anybody recovering from a brain injury on the zombie cocktail? Yep, the doctor that wrote all about this thing that we've included in here has lost a lot of friends to suicide who are on doctor-prescribed zombie cocktails. Oh, it's all in your head. Yeah. This is how they're treating our veterans, folks. They don't care about our veterans. You served your purpose. Now go jump off a bridge. See, I hate it when they do this to us. I took the same oath all of you did. So anyway, for those of you who really care what's going on in politics, the body cam video is out there. If you didn't see it, you can go online to thepowermall.com and click on the link. They're going to show you that before I come on and talk about what happened and the InfoWars broadcast. It's all there. Trump has begun his 24 campaign in New Hampshire and South Carolina. I hate to say it, but, you know, unless you have somebody out there that's going to clean and drain the swamp, Mr. Trump, you don't stand a chance of winning this election. In fact, the Democrats may have found a way to steal it again. So you better make sure that the rest of the country knows to be on guard, because if they all sit around and think that our vote doesn't matter and they stay home, or we have another virus outbreak and everybody gets scared and they do the same damn thing again, keeping people from the polls, and then they stuff the ballot boxes. You just watch. History repeats itself. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. And by the way, we have a story on there about a reporter for the Epoch Times sister media outlet, NTD, got robbed outside her own apartment complex by a guy in a black ski mask about 6 feet tall. Yep. Irish towel. First thing he said, give me your phone. Wow. You can read about that story in the email blast. And we have an illegal alien, by the way, once enrolled in former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, previously freed by a sanctuary county, has been sentenced to life in prison after murdering three Americans. This is the kind of hell we're living in, folks. Be on guard. Stay safe. We're out of time for today, but tomorrow we will be back here on the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe. Keep praying without ceasing. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.